some of the stuff that you were talking, some of the countries you were talking about in your in the foreign section part of the book. Three that jumped out: Iran, People's Republic of China, and Russia. All of them are facing severe fertility drops. And do you feel that this is also increasing their instability?
Their fertility rate in Iran is actually below ours right now. This surprises people because everyone thinks, oh, in the Muslim world, they're just having babies, you know, hand over fist. And it isn't true, actually. Nick Eberstadt has a piece of research out just this week showing that in the Muslim world, they're experiencing the same population declines we are everywhere else. And then you look over to Russia. I mean, Russia has become a, you know, virtual autocracy. And, you know, it's not hard to envision things going south in Russia as they start dealing with their problems. And China is really the scariest of all in a lot of ways. The Chinese are shortly going to have about 300 million senior citizens with no entitlement programs whatsoever to support them and very few children to support them because of the one-child policy. And so what does China do? I mean, does China stand up a new support system to take care of these folks somehow? Do they cut military spending and curtail all of their international ambitions to pay for that? Do they raise taxes, you know, in a really substantial way on younger workers and then risk making those people unhappy because, you know, they're a dictatorship as well? Or do they, you know, take their 300 million people and send them out into the countryside to die? You can see how each of those actions is unattractive just in terms of perpetuating the regime.
Now, a couple more questions for you. The first is, getting back to China's policies, their one-child policy, their population-controlled policies have been remarkably draconian by a lot of people's standards, but they've also apparently been very successful. What can you say about, like, you know, the unintended consequences there?
Well, you know, there's actually some debate on how successful they have been. Before they went to one child, they went through a prolonged period where they call this the late long few period, where they urged people to wait till late in life to have children, to then put a long gap of space between all their children, and then to have fewer children overall. And so their fertility rate was on the decline leading up to one child, and then one child sort of, you know, really pushed it down hard. And so there's, you know, a lot of people have run the numbers on this and tried to estimate, you know, so how many dozens of millions of births did one child stop? What's really interesting and sort of scary from China's perspective, a lot of Chinese demographers have begun to suggest, hey, we need to stop this. We need to put all this machinery in reverse because we're facing terrible economic future problems, sort of just like my book suggests. This is sort of just received wisdom over there.